Parents and guardians, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our corporate sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. He is the founder and CEO of the Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement. Also, he is the host of The Nightly Spirit, which is on Hallelujah 1600, starting at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for those of us in that time zone. If you want to promote a product or service for parents and families or become a program sponsor, please contact me, your host, Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, at education, the number 4, ALLINC.com. Also, for resources, programs, scholarship links, and community resource links, as well as our current edition of Involved Parent Magazine, please visit our website, www.education, the number 4, ALLINC.com. We want to let you know that our writers for the Involved Parent Magazine are in the process of writing their next article for our November 1st edition of Involved Parent Magazine. So I am super excited because we have a new magazine format, a new online format, actually, which it will help to improve the overall look and layout of the magazine. So it's a little bit more user-friendly and parent-appealing. And so we're excited about that as the authors are writing their next article. We have 11 wonderful writers who all volunteer and give of themselves, and they put a lot of time and effort into their articles. So I encourage all of you, if you have not read any of the articles, please go visit the website and read the articles. Just go to www.educationforallinc.com and click on our Involved Parent tab, Involved Parent Magazine tab, which is located under the About tab on our page. And you can also find it under the Home section as well in Parent Resources. So we encourage you to go see what the authors have written previously and what's online right now. That current issue will be up on the website through midnight of October 31st. And then starting November 1st, we will have the next set of articles for our Volume 4, Number 2 issue posted on the website. We also want to make a quick announcement. Again, when there are things that happen with people who have been guests or sponsors or our faithful callers, you know, we ask that you share that information. And so we do have some news. One of our guests who was on the show a few weeks, well, in the summer, couple months ago, Sylvia with Trinity Mount Carmel, let's hold them up in prayer. That's also a church that I attend. My husband and I, our pastor, Pastor Dr. Charles Roach, passed on yesterday on October the 3rd. So we do have a pastor. Things have been put in place for his successor. He has been very ill. And for those of you who knew Pastor Roach, he was a teacher in the University City public school system, I believe a science teacher, and so many people know him from U City. And then also him just being a pastor, wonderful pastor. And some people know him well also because of his illness, having developed MS over the years and ending in a wheelchair. But as we said during service today, he was probably more powerful in that wheelchair than, you know, when he was up and walking. And he was a wonderful, confident man, confident in the Lord. And we really will miss him. So if your church is going through the transitions for whatever reason, you know, we wish you all much success as well, because that is, can become a troubling time. But if you stand together as a church, then nothing can penetrate what has already been put in place if it's on solid ground. So, again, this just goes out to Trinity Mount Carmel and to Ms. Sylvia Burns, who's with the health unit, who put on the Family Health Resource Fair and was on the air a few months ago. Okay, so with our show today, we're talking about midterm. Sometimes with midterm and progress reports in the elementary, middle, and high school and college levels, students have midterm progress reports. And a lot of times those midterm dates come up quite quickly, and so parents aren't quite expecting them. So sometimes their children can hide those grades and, you know, put them off and say, well, you know, we don't get anything until report cards. And so I just wanted parents to just start looking now at their child's midterm grades. You know, if you haven't checked on your children's grades, and remember, in today's time, there is so much more access to parents where their children's grades are concerned. You can go online. You can also email your children's teachers, because all the teachers have emails now. So there is so much opportunity for contact that didn't exist even 30 years ago in education, or even 25 years ago. So it's just more common to do things online. So look for the your child's teacher's email, also their counselor. If there's a progress report, when that comes out, that should be online. If it's not online, their school counselor can get that information to you. Now, for our preschoolers, it's good to do a midterm progress on them as well. You know, start thinking back to when you were in school. Remember how you got four report cards, one for each quarter? Well, just kind of divide up the school month. And if your child's preschool is not doing midterm or quarterly reports, because a lot of times they do theirs daily or weekly, then just still, you know, take the initiative, sit down, you know, make an appointment to sit down with your child's teacher and talk to them about how they think your child is doing in comparison to the overall, their overall age group, and what they think your child needs to work on. So with this show, we really try to focus on parents who have kids from ages 3 through 21. You know, we want to cover that preschool through the college range and help parents out and help kids to be successful and have a strong start and definitely a great finish. So if your child is in preschool, you know, start early, talk to their teacher, and, you know, find out what your child may need. Also, I would suggest that as preschool parents, don't get alarmed if your child isn't necessarily where they say the benchmarks are. There's always room for growth, and it depends, you know, where what the children's experiences are and what they're doing. You know, so some will be more developed, you know, particularly if you have a child who may be a preemie, they were a preemie at birth, you know, so some of those milestones might be a little slower for them until they eventually kind of catch up, you know, biologically. So I don't want parents to get, you know, alarmed if your child is not exactly, you know, just know what those milestones, quote unquote, should be, and then just try to help your child, you know, work to their ability to get where they can get within that particular range. But for all parents, and, you know, I always talk about grandparents and everybody else in the village, you know, help parents out. If they're not able to make it, make arrangements to go to the school, talk to the teachers for them on their behalf. But by all means, parents, you know, the more you're involved with your child's education, then the better your child will do. So in midterm, it's really an opportunity for three things. You can monitor your child's progress, you can change course, and you can set future goals. So monitoring your child's progress, it just gives you an idea for how well your child is doing. Are they making the mark? Are they missing the mark? Are they close to the mark? You know, and what is it that they need to do that maybe can help them to be more successful? So whether your child is failing or not, you know, sometimes we think, oh, well, my child's not failing or they're doing really well. I don't need to worry about it. But, you know, that's an opportunity for you to also change course. When we talk particularly about our elementary, middle, and high school and college students, if the work is really easy and they're making all A's, and especially those that get a little fidgety and they're always talkative or playful, perhaps the classes that they're taking aren't so challenging and they need to go to a higher course. So parents, don't say, well, my child has all A's, I have nothing to worry about. If your child is taking a bunch of electives and their classes that they love and come natural to them, you know, or it's the lower level or the average level for math, science, social studies, English, then they probably need to go to that next higher level. And some kids may actually be gifted in a particular area, but until they're tested, then you don't know that they really qualify for that. So it may be an opportunity for you, for your child, if they're doing really well, to change course. And I say that because when I was teaching English some years ago, there were some students at the end of the year, my freshmen, I needed to make a recommendation for their sophomore year as to what level of English they would go into. So there were some students who did really well and always did their work, and they could answer questions very well. And I recommended them for honors English, and I told them that I was going to recommend them for honors because where they appear to be college bound, so I figured that if they got into honors English in sophomore year, then they could get to advanced credit or AP or dual enrollment. You know, they could graduate with college credit, so they could take those other level courses, go even higher by their junior and senior year, and then graduate with college credit and start college having to take fewer classes. But unfortunately, I had one student who debated with me, you know, wanted to debate that he didn't want to take the class. You know, he felt he had had enough of working with me, even though I wouldn't be teaching the class the following year. He just didn't care to work that hard anymore. Because in fact, he was always comparing me to his friend on the other ninth grade team, saying, well, they don't get as much homework, and why do you give us all this homework, and why are we always reading, you know? And after all, it was an English class, so I felt reading and writing were most important when it came to English. But he fought me on that during the school year, and then when it came time for recommendation, you know, he fought me on the issue of being put into an honors English course. And so I just talked to his parents, let them know, and let the counselor know, and the teacher who would be taking, you know, teaching the honors course that following year. I let them know what I had experienced with this particular student and that I thought he should take the class. So honestly, I don't know what happened with that student because I didn't follow up, but I felt I had done my job as far as, you know, seeing the potential and trying to help the student map out the course. So, you know, parents, look at what your children are doing. Sometimes your children are taking the easier road because they just want a high GPA or they don't really want to do much work. So that's an opportunity, again, even if your child has A's at midterm, A's and B's, they still may need to change course because they're not having experienced as much challenge, which stunts their academic growth and ability. Also, it's an opportunity to set future goals. You know, as I said, with this particular student in this scenario, I could look at the future and say, well, if he gets on this path, he'll be able to get to this level. And then by the time he's a senior, he'll have this level of course. Then by the time he goes to college, he won't have to take freshman English. So, you know, sit down with the teachers because they'll have an idea of where your child can fit within whatever your school system is offering. And it's the same for the little ones, you know, especially because the little ones at preschool are going to go to a regular elementary unless their preschool is inside of an elementary school. If it's outside of it, if it's at a church or it's a private facility outside of the regular elementary school setting, then you can ask them questions such as, well, when I get ready to prepare for kindergarten, what should I look for? Or where do most of the kids from this preschool go to kindergarten? You know, where does your school usually feed into? And they can help answer those questions and give you some suggestions. They can tell you, you know, what their child should know for kindergarten. If they don't offer a kindergarten there, or if they do at the preschool, you can still ask them those same questions related to first grade. Well, when my child finishes kindergarten with you, where do most of them go for first grade? What are other parents doing? So just start, you know, with those things in mind and look at midterm as a great opportunity for you to monitor your child's progress, change course, and set future goals. And know that, again, midterm progress is not just focusing on those students who are not doing well. It's also focusing on our students who are doing very well, and definitely those in between. Now, some resources to help you once you talk to your child's teacher and or counselor and your child, always make sure you talk to your children about their progress because, after all, it is about them and their academics and their future. There are some resources. I always like to suggest to parents and students study groups, and I know that a number of you have heard me talk about study groups before, so don't hesitate to form a study group, you know, for your child. Sometimes you can avoid paying for a tutor or your child having to stay after school if you do a study group and you man it at your home. They're in an open area. They're not in the basement while you're upstairs. They're not in your child's room while you're in the kitchen. They're in an open area, and you're walking in and out, kind of checking on them, serving them food and drinks. So then that way, drinks, you know, we're all saying non-alcoholic beverages, you know, serving them their drinks. So then that way they can, you can monitor their progress while they're working, and you kind of purposefully, you know, insert yourself into their space. So study groups is a great way to also build your child's network where they are around like-minded students. You know, sometimes students who are really smart or students who want to study, they don't necessarily hang together with that same group at school. But if you foster that, or you ask them to have some kids from the class that they're not doing so well in, then they can pull the kids out of that class that they're interested in working with. So consider study groups. And also, as I mentioned, the school counselor is a great resource because often they get scholarship information. They also get word about special programs. And a lot of times your kids get that information, but they don't always take it home, especially if they are middle and high school. And even at the college level, you know, the students aren't bringing it home to you, so you have to find a way to touch base with college counselors as well. And with the college, I've mentioned it before, unless your child has signed like a waiver where they let the school know that anything related to their progress or their finances can be released over to their parents, then you unfortunately cannot access that information, even though you may be paying tuition and room or board or picking them up, dropping them back off, buying their school supplies. So just, you know, talk with your child, have that honest conversation. Let them know, hey, I'm paying. I would like to know. It's an extra security blanket, you know, and because they're adults, you don't want to hover, but you do want to make sure that you do check with a counselor there, you know, which would be called their advisor. So check with your child's college advisor just to see if they've gone in. You know, so you don't even have to ask specific questions. You know, you just need to say, hey, have you, has my child checked in with you? You know, and if they say no, then I don't know who your child is, then contact your child and say, hey, you know, I just want you to make a visit with your advisor, you know, just one visit, you know, right now, so we can just kind of make sure you're on the right course. And that's good enough, you know, as a parent. Okay, we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, Dr. Washington. Thank you for having me. I just want to say that I'm so glad that you're touching on this topic, because it is very important to check those midterm grades and also prepare for that midterm exam. I myself am a college student, so I kind of like this as a point to know that, okay, the school semester is almost over. Here's how I'm doing so far. So if I may not be doing as good as I was hoping, then I know that I still have some time to do a little better and increase my grades. So I really love that you're talking about this, and, you know, it's so important, especially for parents to have kids in college as well as in high school, particularly freshman and senior year. It's really important to check those midterm grades, and, you know, if it's not where they want it to be, it's not the end of the world. We still have time to push and do better. So I just wanted to say that for all the listeners out there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You made some excellent points.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the caller has some excellent points. It's never too late. You know, we think that, oh, I don't have any time, but midterm is perfect. And parents, there's always a midterm, you know, when it comes to progress reports for the quarter, or if you're talking about a quarter grade for the semester, you know, and it's just a few weeks in. So a few weeks after the quarter starts, check on your child. At the end of the quarter, check on your child. So don't let them go too long, you know, without checking up on them. Also, know that just for the college students as well, you can access things online. So their grades are online, and, you know, just like the elementary, middle, and high school students in many cases. And for that, again, unless your child has signed a waiver, you don't have access, unfortunately, to that information. But what you can do is ask your child for their password, you know, or you two create a password together, or ask them to screenshot it and email it to you, you know, because they can't change their grades. It's online. So either way, you know, find what works for you. But, again, let your child know that this is a safety net. It's an extra security blanket for them because you're concerned about their progress. And also the same for parents whose kids are in college but they may not be staying at home on break. Still, check on their progress. It's important that students have a strong start and a strong finish. And unfortunately, many of our kids are not finishing college for several reasons. And how they started sometimes, well, actually, it has a great impact on whether or not they finish college, along with some other situations along the way. Okay, and then also I wanted to mention one thing very quickly that just came to my mind. This organization that I was with at one point, we gave out scholarships each year to high school students, and then it was renewable, $500 every year. They got a one-time, no, they got it by semester. So they got, I think, like 1,000 every year, 500 per semester. And so we noticed that one young lady, she was a pre-med major, and her grades really plummeted, and she didn't tell anybody. I mean, her GPA really went down. But we looked at the classes and her whole transcript, because the students had to send in their transcript so that we could renew their scholarship each semester. And when we looked at the classes that she was taking that semester versus before then, her hours had picked up and the type of classes she had were just really, really difficult. And that was not a load that she should have been taking. So we continued with the scholarship, but also some of the ladies in the organization counseled her, you know, on what she was doing and what she needed to do to change course because she was embarrassed to admit that. So that's why also, you know, parents, please check with your children. Sometimes they're just embarrassed. They don't know what to do. And it's not exactly a fault of their own. That load could be too heavy for them, or you know, in terms of the numbers of classes, the times the classes are set, and then also the types of courses they're taking. And then another resource, we've talked about study groups, school counselor. There's a college and career counselor. Most high schools have those today because schools have funds for what we call CCR, college and career readiness. And so a lot of times you can find a counselor that's just devoted to college and career readiness. They will have insights as far as college visits coming onto your child's high school campus, college tours that are taking place, scholarships, and career path information, the military, when the military will visit on campus to recruit students as well. So just make sure you're contacting them for additional resources and scholarship and connection information. And never forget your teachers, tutors, and librarians. Those are some wonderful people that you can always find resources for assisting your child, whether your child needs to make improvement or your child needs to maintain or your child needs to, they're doing well, but they want to do even more, and you know that they can do more. So we appreciate you joining us today. We will not have a show next week. As you know, that is second Sunday, and second Sunday we don't have a show because I'm a part of a women's entrepreneur group, and we meet on the second Sundays. And but we do ask you to join us back here on the 18th of October. So, again, join us on the 18th of October. And also just wanted to say that this month in particular, October, is anti-bully month. It's also drug-free month. So if your children are in school or even maybe around your neighborhoods, you might start hearing a lot about anti-bullying. And then also drug-free zones, rather. So that's why, because those October is a national month for that, as well as a national month for many other things, breast cancer awareness and so much more. So just want to make sure that you're aware of those things. In case you see it, then you know why it's going on, and it gives you an opportunity to get involved in your child's school from preschool to college all the more. So I wish you all well with your child's midterm progress, and I thank you for joining us again. Remember, we will not be here on air next week, but we will see you on the 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. Central, and ask that you join us then. Thank you, and have a blessed rest of the night, and keep Trinity Mount Carmel in your prayers. And this song dedicated definitely to Pastor Dr. Charles Roach, who was an educator in the University City Public School System and senior pastor at Trinity Mount Carmel. And I wish favor upon all families and parents as you prepare your children for academic success this upcoming week. Never really mattered too much to me.
Nothing on you. Nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you. God's favor on you. They see the potential in you that you may not see in yourself. But when you walk in favor, God will open up doors that no man can open, and close doors that no man could ever open again. Forgive yourself and remember your ABCs. Always be